Well, as soon as I graduated, I went to work for Burlington Northern, and I worked downtown St. Paul, and then shortly after that, I got promoted to a supervisor where I taught a computer system, and I worked all over the system. But I got tired of traveling, so I quit in 73, 74, something like that, and I moved home, and I got into construction. I got into construction. My folks were as disappointed as maybe I was. What the hell are you doing? But it fit like a glove. You know, you get a certain job, it fits like a glove. I came home from a hard day's work, and I didn't have to think about the job. You know, when I was doing the white collar job, you seem like you're on 24 hours. You know. So I often wondered, was there some kind of a genetic thing there? Because my dad was, I swore I would never do what my dad did, because he worked highline, and he told us how cold it was. And we said, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm never going to do that. That's too damn cold. I'm going to go to college and get an inside job. And I ended up doing exactly what my dad did, construction. So I did that, and initially, and I thought I had made the biggest mistake of my life, but it ended up, I got into the, shortly after that, I got into the union, and union, all the benefits of a union, and I was able to retire at 52. I was able to retire at 52, but I worked another year and a half. So I retired at 50 when I was 53. And so it turned out to be okay, you know, in that respect. I do a lot of artwork now, I was able to have the time to do my artwork. I make drums, and then I paint on them, and then I make my own buckskin. I tan my own hides, and then I do beadwork. Well, I'm a woodworker too. I'm furniture, so I, you know, I do all kinds of things.